I've got 90,000 pounds in my pyjamas. I've got 40,000 French francs in my fridge. I've got lots of lovely lira now the Deutsche Mark's getting dearer, and my dollar bills would buy the Brooklyn Bridge. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing quite as beautiful as cash. Some people say it's folly, but I'd rather have the lolly. With money you can make a splash. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing like a newly minted pound. Everyone must hanker for the butchness of a banker. It's accountancy that wakes the world around. You can keep your Marxist ways, but it's only just a phase. For it's money, money, money makes the world go round.
That's Monty Python right here on the Children's Hour, where we're learning about money with Kid Vester's Courtney Petway. Let's learn more about saving and budgeting.
What is budgeting and why is it important?
Budgeting is essentially having a plan for your money. So if I have $100, I want to write out, how do I plan on spending that $100? Maybe I'm going to put $10 in savings. Then I'm going to put $10 to invest in something. Then I might spend $20 on something I've been saving for, a new game or a toy or something like that. So budgeting is just a fancy way of saying plan out your money. There is a popular financial guru, I'll call him, that always says, if you don't tell your money where to go, you'll be wondering where it went. You always want to be in control of your money and tell it where to go, so you don't look up and then you've spent the whole hundred and you have nothing to show for it. So that's what budgeting is.
A lot of our kids on our crew get an allowance, and a lot of parents want to give kids an allowance. An allowance is kind of like you get a little free money every week or every month from your parents as spending money that you might need to buy little things. What about allowance? Is an allowance a good thing to do for kids? Should kids be getting an allowance if their parents can afford it?
Yes, absolutely. So I have three kids of my own. They are not old enough to work or anything like that. So they're still learning about money too. But I believe that if parents can afford it, they should definitely give their kids allowance to show how exchange of goods and services work, but it also allows them to learn how to manage money even at an early age. So I got an allowance also when I was younger, but my parents always made me set aside a portion of it to save and also to give, because they also wanted to teach me not to just look after myself, but to give to others in need. So I think it's a good way to teach kids how to manage their money, but also how to look out for others if they're able to.
And you're talking about giving money away to things like a nonprofit that is doing good work, like the Children's Hour or Animal Humane or some great organization that's doing good work in your community.
Yes. Or it's helping a friend in need. If you're at school and maybe a friend can't afford lunch or something like that, if you have $3, but maybe it's just helping them or buying them a snack, just being kind to other people. And also, like you said, giving to organizations that are really doing good to help people.
Courtney Petway is a co-founder of the organization Kid Vestors. We've posted links at childrenshour.org so you can jump on and find their curriculum for kids and teens about how to be financially literate. And when we say financially literate, we mean learning how to work with money and understanding money. It's pretty important for kids to grasp how money works and learn how to save so that they can find their way to their own future that they dream of.
I love to hear that you guys are learning about money, and that I hope that you guys are much better handling money than even I was at you guys' age.
Thank you, Courtney. Thanks for being with us on the Children's Hour. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
This is Mr. Deep Positivity.
This is financial literacy, so you can be who you want to be. This is financial literacy, because the money we all need doesn't grow on trees. This is financial literacy. Everything we want and need always gotta be. This is financial literacy.
because it takes money to make our plan succeed. Everybody needs the dough like they are a baker. We gotta make some bread to keep us fed and pay stuff. They're gonna take a piece of your cake and your pay stuff. There's Fed taxes, SSI to name some. The gross earnings is the total you're making. Net pay is what's left, is the dough you're taking. You cash your check at the place your bank and have a cost for checking retirement and savings. If you get a debit card, you can make your payments for things you wanna buy everywhere they're taken. But beware of this man, cause your money is wasted. Every time you use this card, your dough is dissipating. Remember this statement:
easy call, easy go.
Spend your money wisely, so in time you'll see it grow. Be financially literate, so you're in the know. Plan the future of your dough, doing what is logical. This is financial literacy, so you can be who you wanna be. This is financial literacy, cause the money we all need doesn't grow on trees. This is financial literacy. Everything we want and need always gotta be. This is financial literacy, cause it takes money to make our plan succeed. A fool can make money, takes the wise to keep it. Peep it, I'm about to let you in on the secret. The ingredient that leads to success is having finances that you can invest. You gotta set aside funds that can gain interest. Make your money, make money, use your brain and set up a budget that is something that can tame your steps, so you don't burn through cash like a flame instead. When you make fun, say some or gain regret. See, the knowledge of college is a major debt. To take loans can make moans when the payments hit. Saving up ahead of time can make the pain be less. College bound saving plans is the way that's best. With Providence promise, pave a way that's blessed. You'll have the finances to quest for success. Don't be a dummy with your money, got a plan ahead. This is financial literacy, so you can be who you wanna be. This is financial literacy, cause the money we all need doesn't grow on trees. This is financial literacy. Everything we want and need always gotta be. This is financial literacy, cause it takes money to make our plan succeed. Credit gets you indebted if you are not wise, but some use credit to build an enterprise. You need a good credit score to get a credit line. To be a good candidate, pay your bills on time. See, they will provide cash for you to borrow, but you gotta pay them back with interest tomorrow. If you get over your head, it brings you dread and sorrow. And years of credit debt, don't let your head be hollow. A rule you need to follow is try to pay with cash, and don't spend like the wind faster than the flash. Save up for purchases and the plans you have, like saving for your education so you can be glad. You command the path that you're gonna take. If you spend all your ends, that's a big mistake. You need to pump your brakes, make your plans be great. Use your finances to help you elevate. This is financial literacy, so you can be who you wanna be. This is financial literacy, cause the money we all need doesn't grow on trees. This is financial literacy. Everything we want and need always gotta be. This is financial literacy, cause it takes money to make our plan succeed.
All right, everybody, it's time to talk about some money.
Woo, some coin.
Yeah, some cash.
That's right, we're gonna talk about some dinero.
Let's get it.
1 cent, 1 cent, 1 cent, 1 cent. Penny, penny, copper and brown. You're worth 1 cent. 1 cent, 1 cent, 1 cent, 1 cent.
Uh-huh.
Penny, penny, copper and brown. You're worth 1 cent.
You know what, Alphabet Rockers? I've got a whole pocket full of change.
Oh, yeah, you do? I got some change in my pocket, too.
Oh, you know what? Let's do some trading.
Hey, what you got?
Let's see. I'll give you 5 pennies if you give me your nickel.
Say what?
I said I'll give you 5 pennies if you give me your nickel.
Don't pay me.
Aw, I'll give you 5 pennies if you give me your nickel. It's worth the same, so I'll give you 5 pennies if you give me your nickel.
Damn.
All right.
They're worth 5 cents, 5 cents, 5 cents, 5 cents. Nickel, nickel, silver, and thicker. You're worth 5 cents.
Come on.
$1 if you give me 10 pennies.
Say what?
I said I'll give you $1 if you give me 10 pennies.
No way.
Ha. I'll give you $1 if you give me 10 pennies. It's worth the same. So I'll give you $1 if
if you give me 10 pennies.
Deal.
Yeah.
They want 10 cents, 10 cents, 10 cents, 10 cents.
That's the Alphabet Rockers. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and today we're learning about money. So we invited someone who manages all the money for an entire state government. It's our New Mexico State Treasurer, Laura Montoya, and she's with us here at the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Secretary Montoya.
Yay! I'm so happy to be here with all of you.
We're so glad you're with us. We have a lot of questions for you.
What is a treasurer?
So as the state treasurer, I manage, guess how much money?
Millions, almost billions?
I manage almost $20 billion.
Whoa!
And I oversee almost $160 billion with our pension funds and our sovereign wealth fund and a bunch of other accounts. So New Mexico has a lot of resources, and some of those resources include not just cool kids, but a lot of money.
Whoa.
Does anybody know what taxes are used for?
I'm going to take a shot, but to like fund this, not really fund the state, but kind of.
Property taxes helps us pay for our schools and our hospitals and our roads. So when people own houses and they pay those taxes every year, all that money gets distributed to different services, and those are some of them.
What do you do with all that money?
So the $20 billion in my office, we use for what's called liquidity. And that allows us to pay all of our bills that we need to pay for the state of New Mexico. And then a lot of it, we're investing it. So we're trying to make more money off of our money so that we can try to utilize a lot more of that money for different things we need in our community. So I'm the banker. I make the money. I protect it. I collect it. I invest it. I distribute it. And I report it. But there's other people who make the decision where we spend the money. Anybody know who that might be?
It's not the only person, but like the governor.
So it's the legislature and the governor. They get to decide where we're going to put our money and how important it is for us to use it in different places. Just recently, we're the first state in the entire nation to allow for education for our children to be able to be free. And then this year, we'll have free childcare. And we're the first state to do that.
That is amazing. And so we have free childcare. We also have free college tuition here. So yes, it's really free education from the time you go into your educational system till through college. But if it's free, what does the treasurer have to do with that?
Well, I'm hoping that the treasurer always continues to make sure we have enough money to be able to pay all of these bills and also invest for our future. Anybody know what investing is?
It's just basically making money off your own money.
Very good. That is exactly what it is. You're making money off of your money so that if I put $50 in, I'm not going to get $50 out. I'm going to get a little bit more than $50. So that's what investing is all about.
Where does the investing money in a bank come from, though? So you put your $50 in, but I didn't do anything to make that grow.
Well, there's different ways to be able to make investments grow. By what you could potentially purchase, or because you didn't use it for a long period of time and you decided to put it in, for example, a CD or a certificate of deposit, you'll get a certain rate based on the federal fund rate. that will help you to grow your money a certain percentage. And the reason why they do that is because you're allowing the government to use your money to invest in something else or to grow the money, so that holding it off for them to use it for capital for something else allows you to make a little bit of money off of it. So it's almost like you asked your parents to save your money for you. And as they saved it, they decided to invest it so that you could make a little bit more, and then they give you the return, or they'll keep the return for themselves and they'll give you your 50 bucks back.
Listeners, are you ready for financial literacy? That's what we're covering today on the Children's Hour with New Mexico State Treasurer Laura Montoya. This is Lewis and Dan and the Invisible Band.
Back in the day, I was feeling low. I didn't know how to get my money to grow. Though I worked hard enough, it was tough to pay for stuff, to make rent at the end of the month. I thought, maybe I should plant a money tree. But my friend said,
Louis, we strongly disagree.
It's Louis.
Let us give you some advice that's smart and true. And if you like, we'll sing it to you.
Ooh, financial literacy, literacy. Know how to grow your money.
You can save a small amount. Just make your folks open up a joint account.
Save a dime a day for a year, that's baller. You're banking $36. If you save 38, don't spend it.
Spend it.
Got a hot index fund, I recommend it.
And if the market fell, sit tight, don't sell. When it's low, gotta hold until the market's ascended.
Ooh, financial literacy. Know how to grow your money.
Set a budget, try not to fudge it, cause a budget sets the trend for how much to save and spend.
If you see a loan that seems great,
yo, wait!
Are they gonna inflate their interest rate? Before you get saddled with debt, you'll regret. Shop around and find a lower rate, that's a safer bet.
Finally, save, save, save! That's the policy, it's gotta be, if you're gonna get to be debt-free!
Ooh, financial literacy, literacy. Know how to grow your money.
Civil rights lawyer.
If she'll match her on her 401k. Yay.
Got college on your mind? Well, that's just fine. You can sign up online for a tax-free 529.
Every dime that you find, you can deposit it in a bit. You'll admit it's good to be a college graduate.
Ooh, financial literacy. Know how to grow your money.
Enough wealth for yourself, don't be selfish, give a little away for your community's health. If you see a friend in need, then indeed your intent should be to share what you've got without thought. Be a mensch, Louis.
That's what my friends taught me way back when, and it mostly worked, except now and again. I suffered hard times, the downfall of me. I could not outsmart inequality.
Cause our economy is like a light shone through a prism. Money's dispersed unevenly.
Hashtag capitalism.
And we're always gonna scrape and fight for crumbs
until we get universal basic income.
Ooh, financial literacy. Know how to grow your money. Know how to grow your money. Ooh, financial literacy.
Lewis!
You're listening to the Children's Hour Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is making weekly learning guides for every episode thanks to the support of the Albuquerque Community Foundation. You can support this effort too. Go to childrenshour.org and click donate and find our learning guides under our podcast menu. Many thanks to the Outpost Performance Space for hosting the Children's Hour. Support for the Children's Hour provided by New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund.